So right now the first batch is going out, and that is over 600,000 ballots to people that have requested mail-in ballots. Over 90,000 are web delivery, and over 500,000, I think 550,000 are going to be sent by mail. So it is a significant portion that is going to be starting to be sent out starting tomorrow to all the Marylanders that are on the permanent mail-in ballot list, as well as anybody who has requested the ballot to be sent for the general election this year.
I know you keep stats. I don't know if you have them. Is this higher than, say, 2 years ago for the gubernatorial election or 2020, when, of course, it was the presidential election during the pandemic?
Well, I mean, 2020 is an outlier of an election year, right? Because everyone got the ballot by
Right.
mail, right? And but this initial wave is more than what we had sent out in the 20 for the primary, and I think that at the end of this, because you can still always request mail-in ballots from now until basically almost to election day, we'll have the most requested mail-in ballots for post-COVID.
Sure. This is just the deadlines. October 29th is to request the ballot by mail. November
Yes.
1st is the deadline to request it via web, via email. And then the ballot is emailed back to you, and then you have to mail it, physically mail the ballot by November. It has to be postmarked by close of polls November 5th. I want to turn to what happened this week. There was 15 states at least received or were about to receive suspicious packages. Maryland was one of them. Tell me what happened.
Our federal partners notified us that a suspicious package is going to, was going to be mailed to our office, and to be if it to be on the lookout to heighten our precautions dealing with mail. They had intercepted it prior to its delivery to our office, and I want to thank our federal partners in ensuring our safety. And we're working with them to investigate this matter and to bring those individuals who are behind this attack on our office to justice.
Are you under the impression that the same person has sent these packages or attempted to send these packages all over the country, or is this an isolated incident?
So I don't want to comment necessarily on an active investigation that we were targeted. It was, to basically, I would say, sow distrust in the electoral process and on, whether our rolls are accurate and, sow more disinformation to the general public on it. We're not going to be deterred from our mission and the staff. We're going to, give Marylanders the election that they deserve and provide high customer service. But I don't want to necessarily comment on anything with the active investigation. But, we are working, like I said, with our federal partners. Whatever they need from us, we'll collect evidence and work with them on that.
Let me turn to again a ballot, another ballot issue, and the Board of Elections is the defendant in the lawsuit challenging Question F in Baltimore City. That's the Harbor Place Amendment. You're the defendant because State Board of Elections runs the election. The case was filed in Anne Arundel County. It's being appealed to the state Supreme Court, but I know you're still mailing out ballots, so the ballots haven't changed. What happens just as of now if you have? You're a Baltimore City voter and you see question F, you get your mail-in ballot. Do you fill it out, at least on that part?
Yes, I would say that they should fill out all the questions and all the and vote for every office and ballot question there. The courts will decide its validity when the courts make their decision. That's what the appeal process is about. But we want to make sure that everyone is casting their ballots now. Please do so. And we'll let the courts determine the outcome.
But for now, if the courts, if this isn't overturned on appeal, question, at least for question F, it'll be counted, but the results won't be certified. That's at least what I understand was mentioned in court, right?
Yes, right. The lower court opinion right now is that, you know, we don't have to remove it from the ballot, but we wouldn't release the results for that question.
All right, fair enough. Anything else to add? Anything else voters need to know as we move closer towards various deadlines to change registration, register, apply for a mail-in ballot, and in-person early voting?
Right. So I just wanted to mention that we have October 15th is the advanced voter registration deadline. That's upcoming. So if you haven't registered to vote, please do so. It's the first step in making a plan to vote. If you're already a voter, you can always check your status on our website. We are the trusted source of information. Please, you know, if you see any misinformation, to contact the State Board of Elections. We have a portal that is up and running to for individuals to submit that to us so that we can correct the record or work with our law enforcement partners to see if it rises to the level of trying to disenfranchise voters. So I think that those are big things there. If you request, the mail-in ballot requests are, like you said, is ongoing. And please, you know, if you don't want to vote early or on election day, mail-in is a safe, secure method. Early voting starts October 24th and runs through Halloween, the 31st. So I can't wait to see people vote on Halloween. So we have all three methods of voting there. But one of the things I just want to make sure that people are aware, when the for web delivery ballots, when they do have that, you have to make sure that you have a printer at home. You have your envelope, a stamp, because you cannot mail, you cannot send back a ballot through the internet or email it to us. It has to be printed out with physical signatures on the application. So and the oath. So I just want to make sure that, you know, your listeners are aware of those requirements for web delivery ballots.